Geek Radio Daily, all the geek without the weight, coming at you on Tuesday, October 13th, 2009. That's how I can say it and not have to rhyme. Damn it!
You rhymed anyway.
I was so close. Good morning, welcome to Tuesday. Plenty of stuff going on, including a look at new DVDs, your geek news, blah, 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 blah. And because we have the whole rotating host thing going down, let's see who's here, why it looks like Flintstress.
Hi, I'm Plenty.
But of course you are.
Yeah.
And I've missed you.
Oh, I've missed you. And I, of course, who does she miss? Billy Flynn.
I'm very impressed. There's a lot more to you than I had expected.
Well, thanks for noticing.
I can attest to that.
Meow. October 13th, 1792, the Old Farmer's Almanac was first published. Yay. I'm waiting for the new one.
There will never be a new one.
Damn.
Also in 1792, the cornerstone of the Executive Mansion, a.k.a. the White House, was laid during a ceremony in D.C.
Huh. I did not know that. This date, 1860, the first successful aerial photograph of the United States was taken from a balloon in Boston.
I can see my house from here.
Really?
Not really.
Oh.
In 1913, the first air passenger flight was made from Albany to New York City.
This date in 1947, Kukla, Fran, and Ollie premiered. Yay for all you puppet fans.
Well, you skipped 1914,
Did
the
I?
Invention and patenting of the gas mask.
Oh, are you my mummy?
Mummy.
This date in 1953, an ultrasonic burglar alarm was patented by New Yorker Samuel Bagno, and Bagno was his name-o.
In 54, the U.S. Air Force authorized the B-58, the first supersonic boomer.
Supersonic. Bomber. Sorry. 1974, TV legend Ed Sullivan died. They buried him in a really big shoe. Sorry.
In 1983, Ameritech Mobile Communications. AT&T launched the first U.S. cellular network in Chicago, Illinois.
Wow. 1985, the Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory in Illinois, the world's largest atom smasher, opened.
And this one blew my mind. In 1987, the first military use of trained dolphins took place by the U.S. Navy in the Persian Gulf. goodbye, and thanks for all the fish.
Birthday's going out to Kylie Sanchez. Kylie is 32. That, of course, would be Nikki Fernandez on Lost. And couldn't have died soon enough.
Nikki and Paolo could have done without that.
Yep, indeed.
Sacha Baron Cohen of Borat.
Nice.
That's a nice. He's 38.
Tisha Campbell Martin is 41. Tisha, my wife and kids, that horrible show. Nina, you know, Gina over there on
Gina,
Martin. Of course, she was in House Party. And House Party 2? No.
Marie Osmond is 50.
Okay.
She's on TV like all the time with her stupid commercials.
Christopher Judge is 44. That's Tealak on Stargate SG-1. And if I said that wrong, I didn't watch the show, so sorry.
I can't drive. 55. Sammy Hagar is 62.
Chris Carter is 53. Created the X-Files.
The truth is out there. Paul Simon is 68, but you can call him Al.
John Lone is 57. That was Ricky Tan in Rush Hour 2. Melinda Dillon, 70. That's Mrs. Parker, Ralphie's mom, in A Christmas Story.
Oh, show me how the piggies eat. And Kelly Preston is 47.
Oh, wow. How did I miss Kelly Preston? I have no idea. Some birthdays of note from people who are no longer with us. Jack Colvin, born in 1932. That's Jack McGee on The Incredible Hulk. And don't make me angry, Mr. McGee. I'll kill you because I'm the Hulk. And Rudolf Virchow, his birthday was 1821. The father of pathology, founded the field of social medicine. And without him, we wouldn't have CSI. I want you to think about that.
Wow.
Wrap your brain around that. CSI, which may or may not be on TV tonight.
Very clever.
They don't always work. When they do, I'm happy.
Well, since it's Tuesday, it's not CSI, but it's NCIS.
Oh, okay.
NCIS Los Angeles. That's your LL Cool J and Chris.
It just seems so random. Why are Chris O'Donnell and LL Cool J in a show together?
They're BFFs and The Good Wife.
Okay, over on ABC, it's the Shark Tank. Tonight, they're working on preventing cancer in pets. Okay.
Good to know.
Dancing with the Stars and The Forgotten is on. I never remember that show.
NBC has The Biggest Loser, followed by The Jay Leno Show. It's like a two-hour Biggest Loser.
Oh. So on the CW 90210, it's an episode entitled Environmental Hazards. And on Melrose Place, Lauren takes a job on a yacht. Oh,
not at all. Fox has another two-hour thing that's Hell's Kitchen. Look at him curse the people in the kitchen for 2 hours.
AMC's got Wyatt Earp, that much longer and nowhere near as entertaining as Tombstone movie with Kevin Costner.
Yeah, Tombstone is much better. Yep. FX has Hellboy and Sons of Anarchy.
Animal Planet Lost Tapes. An animalistic serial killer may prove to be an unnatural terror. That's right, he could be a werewolf.
Whoa. Sci-Fi has Scare Tactics, a show I'm not really familiar with, but a new episode of that.
Yeah, that's the one where they play the practical jokes on people.
Did it used to be Shannon
It used
Doherty?
To be Shannon Doherty. Let's see. Where is it? Oh, look at her. Discovery Channel Ghost Lab. Tombstone.
Ooh.
Weird.
Did you see on VH1 the 2009 Hip Hop Awards? What?
Sci-Fi Channel, one of the greatest comic book adaptations ever, The Crow, is on this evening.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Well, so you got to look at these things now. Disney Channel showing Aladdin. Who doesn't love that?
TNT has Bones, Hawthorne, Saving Grace.
History Channel, The Universe, Secrets of the Sun. It shines.
And it burns.
Spike TV, Surviving Disaster, Mall Shootings, what they've got tonight. Yeah, good luck on that. But if I'm watching anything, it's going to be on FMC because a pacifist college student who knows kung fu becomes a Chicago policeman's pawn in a heroin war. Tonight, Brandon Lee, who's much better in The Crow, Powers Booth, and Nick Mancuso all star in Rapid Fire. Because it's rapid fire.
Right.
Okay, thanks.
You've got mail.
Checking the mailbag. Let's see what we got here. Why all the zombies? They scare me. I think it's the whole jumping out at you thing. Not that zombies usually move very quickly, but they're sneaky little bastards. I saw Evil Dead 2 the other night for the first time. Really? Wow, good for you. Great time. And they may not be real zombies, but they jumped out enough for me to hide behind my hand for a lot of the movie. I think I liked it better when serial killers were popular. They at least aren't all slimy and gross looking. Well, not usually. But yes, I do want to see Zombieland. Yeah, you do.
Zombieland was good, but I prefer my zombies slow.
And yes, I'll probably see most of it hiding behind my hand. So until I'm no longer afraid of the things that go bump in the night, make mine GRD. That's from Maria.
Oh, Zombieland didn't have a lot of surprise moments. You could pretty much see the zombies coming.
Yeah, it was more about people living in a zombie land so much as it was dealing with zombies in a zombie land. If you will. It wasn't really a zombie movie, I would say, even though it's...
It was fun.
Yes. Let's see. Dear Flynn and Vicar, you guys can suck it. Respectfully, Sam the Mana. P.S. Flints are still hot. Bruce, you're all right, too. The Vicar, who guest starred on yesterday's GRD for like the first time in 12 years. We had to comment about how, it turns out, I don't know if you know this, but the Patriots lost their football matchup with the Denver Broncos.
Denver is really good. They're undefeated, but poor Patriots.
I feel so bad. So very bad. So if you'd like to send us some messages... And I guess that's almost, Sam, you know, in some circles, I could have you arrested for that letter. I'm just saying. If you'd like to try and see if you can write a worse one that might get you arrested or added to my personal email collection, please send it to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruce and Flinsters, all of us located at geekradiodaily.com. Tuesday, of course, means we've got to check the DVDs. I think I told you that. And we'll take a peek at that geekified news coming up this Tuesday, October 13th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Great coffee.
Hey. Chad, who's that strange, somber man on the cover of that book you're reading?
Oh, that's H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, I've heard of him, but I never really got into his stuff. It's kind of strange and hard to read.
No, I used to think that too, but that all changed when I started listening to the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast.
What's that?
The H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast is a weekly podcast.
Tell me more.
Well, these two really smart and hilarious guys give a synopsis of the story, then they talk about its background, the critical views, and what it says about the author.
Well, where can I listen?
Let me tell you, Chris, you can go to hppodcraft.com or, heck, just subscribe through iTunes. It's that easy.
Oh, Chad, I'm so excited. Now I can listen to this podcast and pretend to all my snooty friends that I actually read and understand H.P. Lovecraft.
Hey, that's what I do.
Oh, dear.
hppodcraft.com.
Hi, this is Brad Dourif, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Yes, indeed, you are. Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, October 13th. Tuesday the 13th.
Dun, 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 dun.
Not quite as scary.
Nope.
Not quite as scary at all. Good morning. Welcome. It's time to discuss your menstrual cycle. No.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
Sorry, I went into a health film there for a moment.
I guess so.
I have no idea why. The first day back to school. What?
Oh. Want to talk about movies?
Please.
Well, I had The Proposal. That's that one with... Ryan Reynolds, who I love, but Sandra Bullock. I had one or two people tell me they thought that there were really funny moments here, so I don't know. We'll see.
Really? You know, I did. This was the same plot line with some movie that was like my closer for TV pages last week because they used the same stupid plot again and again. A woman has to pretend to get married or take a boyfriend to a wedding, and she doesn't have one, and off she meets somebody and they fall in love. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Yeah,
Ryan Reynolds is funny.
Okay, never happens. Drag Me to Hell is out today.
Seems like that was just in theaters.
A few months ago, yes. Yes, yeah. It was. Sam Raimi's Return to Horror. I do want to see it. I kind of have to see it because Melissa over at Screen Geeks didn't like it. And she didn't like it on such a level that it made me want to see the movie. And I need to.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Matt Lauer can suck it. Land of the Lost is
awesome. Oh, okay.
Gosh, the first time we saw that preview, I laughed and laughed and laughed.
I did. And then what happened? Will Ferrell? The Stepfather is out. This is the original Terry O'Quinn. who you best know as John Locke from a show called Lost, stars in this very underrated slasher flick movie, which is creepy as hell, but really, really good. Really good. You should see it sometime. Maybe you will.
I also have on my list Legend of the Seeker. Looked kind of interesting. Ninja sort of thing.
Futurama, the entire series in a Bender head.
I know, it looks so cool.
I know, right? That looks incredibly awesome.
I'm such a packaging whore.
Well, yeah, there's that.
But no, it's like $130.
That's true.
Christmas is coming up, folks.
Ooh.
Married with Children, season 11.
Sweet.
Was it still any good then?
You know, there were worse things on at that point, but it wasn't as wasn't
Bud
what it
was like
to be.
15.
The Haunted Airman is something you should see if for no other reason to see Edward Cullen's stupid head on the cover of the DVD, looking just as pallid and stupid as he looks in Twilight. It's so funny.
He looks exactly the same in everything.
Well, not in Harry Potter, he didn't.
Towards the end when he was dead.
Oh, well, he was dead, yeah. Okay. Well, okay, anyway. Kong, Return to the Jungle, the cartoon follow-up of the animated Kong series, not the animated sequel to the Peter Jackson's King Kong film, as Barry over at Screen Geek said. Oh, I had to call him out.
Oh.
Sorry. Had to. Got anything else on that?
Nope.
Well then, since you can't pick up the Wonder Years currently, why not see the story of a slacker who awakes to find himself weak and wrapped in webbing after realizing the world has been taken over by giant alien insects. He's got a ragtag group of strangers together. They fight for survival. Chris Maquette and Brooke Nevin fight the infestation.
Ew. Gross.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Oh my God, you smegheads. Red Dwarf Series 10. Robert Llewellyn made an announcement at Dimension Jump 09. Allegedly, apparently, scripts are being written. Scripts are being written by Doug Naylor right now. It's still got a ways to go before it's official, but he's writing scripts for a 10th season. That gives me hope.
Wow.
That gives me tons of hope.
Of course.
As you were. Sorry.
No, that does sound really awesome.
Yes! Back to Earth was fantastic.
I've got some random news that's maybe sort of kind of geeky.
Okay.
You can own a hunka Elvis hair. Okay? I know, kind of crazy.
Okay.
Leslie Hinman Auctioneers in Chicago is putting up a clump of the King's locks for auction Sunday, along with other memorabilia, clothes, and sweat-stained scarves.
Oh, baby.
Okay, the hair is coming from when he got a crew cut after enlisting in the service in 1958.
Oh, my God.
Another collector who owns some hair has verified matched the sample. So, in 2002, a clump of the hair went for $115,000.
Wow.
People are crazy
no,
over the king.
Are. Hey, it's Elvis, baby. What can you say? It's Elvis.
If your mom had the money, she'd buy
oh,
it.
Oh, absolutely. She'd rob someone if she had to. So, Nintendo is really making its money for being, you know, the fun game system that everybody can play and the thing that makes exercising easy and you don't have to do it in public. So why not bring a new one out? How about the Cyberbike? Comes from European publisher Bigbin Interactive, who deal with video game accessories, blah, blah, blah. But this, how's this? Game is due to release in January 2010. It's an exercise bike game. It comes with an exercise bike.
That hooks up wirelessly to your
Nintendo? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
See the picture?
Oh, wow.
You'll see the picture in the show. It's over there at geekradiodaily.com. Come by, stop, and talk about it. But yeah, it is a full-fledged little exercise bike, nothing fancy or whatever, but yeah, it lets you bike. And don't worry, you're not buying it just for this. It also will work with Mario Kart. Okay, then. Pedal, 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 pedal.
That could actually be kind of
don't know
of
how
badass.
You throw a shell, but
right?
There
must
go.
Be a button on
gotta
the handlebars.
Be. There's always a button. Awesome. It's a Nintendo product.
Well, also in video game news, there's a new game coming out for Dreamcast, which you might already be aware of.
I'm sorry, Dreamcast?
Dreamcast, yes. There's a new game coming out.
Love that system.
In honor of their 10th anniversary. Rush Rush Rally Racing is coming out. It's a racer, and it plays on your Dreamcast, regular CD. But, of course, you know, like everything else, it's also getting a Super Deluxe Edition. The Deluxe Edition comes out in November, and the regular version is coming out sometime this month. But in the Deluxe, you get a soundtrack CD, a full-color manual, deleted scenes, and stickers.
Stickers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell, it's on. If it only came with a
it'll
Dreamcast.
Be about $42.
Is that all?
Yeah.
That's... I got to get a Dreamcast for that again.
I know.
Where did mine ever go?
I threw it away. I'm sorry.
Endoscopy, however you like to say it.
Endoscopy.
I'm for people... Tomato, tomato.
Okay.
Thank you. The examination of a person's bowels via a tube-monitored camera.
Gross.
Not exactly the most pleasant thing in the world. Well, why not take a spider pill?
What?
A spider pill once swallowed by the hopefully willing patient can be remotely controlled and positioned inside the human body. It's a tiny, wirelessly communicating robot with a camera for a head crawling inside of you.
Like Neo in the Matrix?
Yes, actually. Have you ooh, the picture again. We've got pictures over at geekradiodaily.com. It's a little freaking creepy, but why not? Maybe you can find some of the spiders actually living inside of you, or some of those government micro cameras that are in
but
there.
But is it supposed to actually
movie?
Like examine the innards of your body?
Absolutely. It's to replace the little tube camera thing they have to do now. You swallow a pill, blah, blah, blah.
And
they can steer it.
Pass it.
And they can play race, rally. Yeah, no, it's... You just don't want to know what it throws
at
you.
We're in the small intestines. Oh, no, it's getting treacherous.
Oh, my God, it's got the purple shell. That can't be good. Geek Radio Daily, please drop by iTunes, subscribe, write a review. I don't know, write haikus. Haikus. A haiku review would be awesome.
Oh.
You write a 5-star haiku review, I'm going to have to send you a t-shirt. Damn right I am. GRD license and Creative Commons attributions, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Please send us a mail to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, or Flinsters, all of us, located at geekradiodaily.com.
It's time for you to take your bird and leave, Freako. Take your shot, fun boy. You got me dead bang. You seriously f***ed up. But you're looking new. You need professional help. Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ. Stop me if you heard this one. Jesus Christ walks into a hotel. Ow. He hands the innkeeper 3 nails and he asks, "Don't you ever fucking die? Can you put me up for the night?" Does that hurt?